today was a very rough day for the people of Zawiya. Before sunrise, a column of tanks and armed the military vehicles started firing on the main square, or what's called Martyr Square, in the center of Zawiya. They were firing indiscriminately. People got injured and killed. We had 16 people who died on the spot. They did. They were dead on arrival to the small clinic we have in the Martyr Square, and those who are severely injured were taken to the hospital in ambulances which were fired upon. Nashua was traveling in one of these ambulances, and the Gaddafi army people were firing on us. During this firing indiscriminately, a 10-year-old boy who was playing in front of his house was shot. We had so far, according to the information from the hospital, 12 deaths in the hospital. We have at least 60 people who were injured. Most of them are severely injured. Most of the firing were done by tanks and heavy artillery, along with sniper shots. There are people who were shot by snipers who were on top of buildings, and most of these shootings were to kill. Most of them were shot in the head, neck, chest, and upper abdomen. There's multiple patients who have multiple fractures of, you know, upper extremities. The hospital is just in a chaos because of lack of equipment, lack of supplies, and a tremendous amount of number of wounded and seriously wounded people who came yesterday and today. The city itself is completely encircled on the outskirts of the city by Gaddafi's troops. And just about an hour ago, we got the news that there is a convoy or a caravan of 45 tanks, along with, you know, tens of armored vehicles, which are coming from the east, which is coming from Tripoli or somewhere in between, and marching into the city in order to subordinate it. I think Gaddafi's army is trying very hard to subdue the people of Zawiya, who are in, this started yesterday in a peaceful demonstration, and they have been working around the clock to subdue the people of the city. Among the people who died, we have university professors, we have doctors, engineers, we have female women who were, you know, just happened to be in the front of their house or in front of their houses, and we're stuck. The situation is so grave. Whatever I say, in all honesty, is so little of what is happening or happened yesterday, today, and we expect to have a rough night tonight too. We are cut off. Not only there's no new medical supplies. There are no supplies to the city. We have no fuel. We have no bread. I mean, the government is disallowing, you know, trucks which are full of, you know, like flour or consumables. They turn them back and send them back to Tripoli. Same thing with fuel. Of course, all shops are closed. Schools are closed. Everything is. This city is under siege, embargo. I mean, and that is. That is the civil way of saying it, you know. It is being starved in order to subdue it.